GPB belongs to Georgia, and you are the center of everything we do. Become a GPB sustainer today or increase your monthly gift to fortify our work, enriching Georgians of all ages. Visit gpb.org to donate today, and thanks.
All right, so we got pointy-toed black cowboy boots.
Oh, yeah.
And some sweet, they look like satin pants. Are these pants satin?
They might as well be.
Yeah, we legitimately are in at least four bands.
Four here. And a half bands.
Yeah.
And Brett's in. I love that there's a half a band.
Yeah, it's like an idea. You know? it's a concept right now. We're like kind of writing songs for it.
Oh, I'm in that one too.
Welcome to the Peach Jam podcast from Georgia Public Broadcasting. I'm your host, Jeremy Powell, and I'm here to introduce you to songs and stories from a sampling of the truly diverse and incredibly talented musicians who call the Peach State home. You've got a front row seat for the intimate musical performances and free-flowing conversations recorded live in our GPB studios in Midtown Atlanta. On this episode, I'm joined by a group from Valdosta. That sounds awfully good for a band that says they don't know what they're doing.
I'm Brighton. I play guitar.
I'm Rylan. They call me Ross. Play drums.
I'm Garrett. I play the bass.
Slapping the bass. We're Mama Stone.
We're Mama Stone from Valdosta, Georgia.
Down in the sticks.
Yeah. We play punk funk.
Okay.
Is that what it is?
Okay.
Punk funk?
That's what it is today.
Okay.
Jesus.
Okay. I've seen it described multiple ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people say a lot of different things about it. Mm-hmm. The best one I heard is like if Michael Jackson's backing band was the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
So I was like, two hitters, we'll take it.
Yeah, that's sure. That's a good one. Thank you.
I really wanted us to be like progressive R&B, but it never really stuck to that.
I mean, that still fits too, I think.
It is.
Like prog rock, but.
That's what I think of it as.
Progressive R&B?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Gary.
Is it the last day? Or is it the first? Is it a bad day? Or is it the worst? Maintain composure all the way to the hearse. Paint a canvas of smiles.
First of all, Valdosta to me means that, hey, we're in Georgia after leaving Orlando, let's stop and get gas. And there's Wild Adventures, and past that, I really don't know a lot about it. So talk to me about Valdosta, Georgia.
You guys are from there, so.
Oh, yeah, you're from up here. There's VSU, the college.
College.
That's really, you know, there's not, I love my town, but there's not much there.
There's a lot of really great musicians.
Absolutely.
In Valdosta.
Is there?
It's super saturated with amazing musicians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I studied for a few years at Valdosta State studying music, mm-hmm. and the depth of the music program is so incredible. Like, there are just breeding musicians. But, you know, there aren't a ton of venues in Valdosta for those guys to get out.
That's a problem.
So that's just what it is, and somehow or another, we're here.
Can the stars change my view? Sure.
odds outweigh the unrighteous.
Where do you play when you do get to go out and play?
It's mainly just like bars that are there. There's not really a legit, at the moment, like a music venue.
Mm-hmm. There's the DIY house, Valdosta DIY house, which is a house essentially. Alan and Nicole, shout out. I don't know which camera I'm looking at, but shout out you guys for putting this together. And they literally just curated a space where local and also like touring acts can come and play their music. And they'll have artwork from local artists there. And you can, you know, do your slam poetry. You can do a comedy set if you got it. You can rap if that's what you want to do, or you can play your music. So that's really a big hit down there, or was. It's not really functioning like that anymore, but that was really huge. You know, and just regionally, we're just kind of spitting around. Anybody that'll take us, we'll play a couple of songs for them.
Well, when you're South Georgia, I guess you kind of dip into Florida some. Or?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tallahassee, Orlando's been really kind to us. Jacksonville, you know. The bigger markets, Gainesville, really, those people are so nice. And the scene is a lot thicker than anywhere else that's closer to us. Yeah. You know, and then we'll come up to Atlanta occasionally and Macon. And,
yeah, we're supposed to be Macon next couple weeks or something.
Yeah. Yeah, we're pretty new to the Macon area, but they keep asking us back, so we're going we're gonna keep showing up.
Will the finish line justify this journey? Save this only son. How many times have we been the righteous one? By the tide turns,
by the tide turns,
by the tide turns,
by the
past the moon. Can the stars change my view? My view. My view. My view.
Are you doing this all on your own?
Yeah.
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 And we don't know what we're doing.
No. No. Yeah, we're definitely doing it all in all.
We have no clue what we're doing.
It would be nice to have somebody like point us.
Yeah, I was about to say, at least
we could just play the music. But yeah, I tried to be good about like the social media and stuff. I'm just too old. I can't.
Yeah, same.
I didn't even post nothing about this today. I need to do it.
Yeah, this is a secret as far as anybody that knows us is concerned.
So
we're learning as we go. We're figuring it out. I think we're figuring something out.
I don't know.
I don't know what we're figuring out.
You guys are. I'm just along for the ride.
This is Garrett's first like outing with us.
Oh,
wait,
yeah,
really?
First show.
Yeah, this is his first outing with us.
So Garrett, you're brand new to the band.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, we're friends. We know him.
Okay. Playing in it at least.
Yeah. That means that you had that hair and mustache before.
That's why we asked him to join the band.
That's just normal look for you, and then they were like, "Hey, join the band."
Is that why?
Yeah. Essentially. Garrett is the lead man of his own another band, Soul Machine.
Soul Machine. Okay.
Which is like psychedelic, just
psychedelic southern.
It's
funk.
Psychedelic power blues and southern okay. space rock.
It will melt your face.
It will. Yeah.
When he said he wanted to play bass in the band, I was like, "Why are you doing this to me?" Because he's a way better guitarist. Like he's
phenomenal,
crazy.
Just all around musician.
And then I just found out he can play the bass.
Well, but. Ryland's in on that too. He's the drummer.
Yeah. I play drums for Soul Machine. That's how the Valdosta scene is.
Yeah.
There's a core group of guys that really just kind of, we all just kind of play music with each other in all these different aspects of whatever, whoever's trying to create.
These guys are in like five bands.
Yeah, we legitimately are in at least four bands.
Four and a half bands.
Yeah.
And Brett,
I love that there's a half a band.
Yeah,
like,
it's like
an idea. You know, it's a concept right now. We're like kind of writing songs for it.
Oh, I'm in that one too.
Brighton's in
with Brian. Right. Yeah. I'm playing bass in that one.
let's do another round, and we're gonna play those songs.
Oh man, you know what we're chilling here.
Yeah.
You want to start a band?
Sure. Sure. Why not? Yeah. I can play the triangle. Yeah.
Triangle is needed. We were just talking about Hey Arnold. There's a good triangle solo in there.
It's true.
I found the pocket.
Yeah.
I'm with it, dude.
Travels taking days, pants firmly fixed with the thumb in the side. Yeah, pants cut off, frills they touch her thighs. No sleeve, show sleeve, shirt is torn and tied. Georgia babe, when that address, do you need a ride? This is the
Do you have jobs?
Yeah,
for sure.
What do you do?
I work at a bar in a kitchen, Arlen's. Mm-hmm. Shout out Arlen's, Papa Arlen. he's gonna see them like, hey man, why you shot me out the bar?
Hey, man,
go to Arlen's in Valdosta. It's a great establishment. I cook in there. You come in there. And I also work at a roast coffee for the starting coffee company, Green Bean Roastery. It's just getting off the ground. Do that and shows and I think I'm about to get another job at a different place, but yeah.
I think he was gonna put in an application here before we left.
Sure.
Dude, I'm watching you do this stuff, like, I wanna do this. Oh, this is cool.
Garrett, what do you do, man?
I'm a guitar teacher.
Okay.
I do that. I also paint and remodel houses occasionally. I'm trying to not do that anymore. Very hard on the hands.
Sure.
And I'm hard enough on them with this. I need to pick one thing that's hard on the hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, dude, I'm trying to get in on that with you.
He's like, I want to paint houses.
I used to paint. I'm legit telling you about the show.
I'll hire you and like supervise you.
Okay. I love it.
He's like, all right, so this whole wall, green, you got it? All right. I'll see you later.
And what do you do?
Oh, yeah. I work for a screen printing company.
Okay.
So all that entails, putting designs on the t-shirts and jerseys, essentially. Mm-hmm. And with all these bands that I play in, I'm just we're weekend warriors with that kind of stuff. So so that as well.
Free spirit roaming found the coast in 3 days. Beauty green smiles drown in deep blue gaze. Inside a very sweet. Spirit roaming found the coast in 3 days. Bitter gray smiles drown in deep blue gaze. Inside a bright sweet will dance through the
When did music start for each of y'all?
I started playing guitar when I was like 13, maybe.
I apologize, my phone is going off. Sorry, guys.
Fire.
Oh boy, we're gonna have to edit that.
All right, I'll go. You guys finish
cut.
Better be Jesus calling.
Take two.
Matter of fact, let me sermon. Anyway, whatever. Maybe 13. I started playing, so I've been playing. Like 29? Yeah. This guy's like a aficionado? I don't know. Your whole family's musical, right?
Yeah, I mean, I come from a musical family. Everybody, when I was growing up, I remember everybody being really good singers, and we were always in the church. But my voice didn't develop
very well, I don't think. I still don't think it's there, but like as a child, I don't. This kid.
Stop, man.
What?
It's as a child,
voice of a cherub.
Essentially what happened was my parents were like, well, you're not singing in the choir like that, so you're gonna learn an instrument. And the drums called my name, and by the grace of God, they were like, sure, we'll let you do that. Yeah, and just did it from, I don't know, we taught elementary school age, but it was very passive, and I didn't really start taking it seriously until maybe I was a senior in high school, and I wanted to study journalism, and one of my music teachers was like, have you ever thought about like studying music? And I was like, nah. He's like, well, I think you should at least consider it. So that's around the time that I just like, it kind of flipped the switch and I was like, I might be okay enough for somebody to pay me to do this, you know, so.
Who was that teacher?
It was actually two guys, Bradley Perkle, shout out Mr. Brad. He was actually my middle school band director, and then he went to Valdosta State University as well, so he was the one that recommended that I go there to study music. And then Jesse Moreland, Mr. Moreland, also, we were talking about this earlier, put me onto the band Rush.
Oh, nice. Okay.
But yeah, those guys like really were like, you know, just think about it. Mm-hmm. But it just kind of ignited something in me that was like, all right, well, if they think I'm okay, then maybe two other people might think I'm okay.
He also plays guitar and plays solo shows, just acoustic guitar. He's good at everything.
So he's humble. That's
yeah, he's very humble.
He's hiding the fact that he's super talented.
He's hiding a lot right now.
You guys, bro.
That's all you meant. Don't learn to tease, bro.
I am going to leave this area.
No, I'm just kidding.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.
Garrett, how about you?
I've always listened to music. Ever since I could hear, like most people, I guess.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. That's how it
is. I didn't really start playing music until I was 14 or 15. Mm-hmm. My aunt signed me up for guitar lessons. Thank you very much for doing that too, because it never would have happened of my own volition. I hadn't even thought of it. And from the moment I started that, I was just obsessed with playing the guitar, and I played all the time. Yeah, and yeah,
you still kind of play all the time.
Yeah, I still do.
Anytime we're in a room where there is a guitar, he's gonna pick it up. Mm-hmm. We were at a party like
I've been looking at that thing.
He's been looking at it the whole time. He's like, "Can we? Why don't we just do this interview? Can I?" Yeah,
he's crazy. You leave a bunch of rubber bands around, he's gonna start.
Yeah, we were at like a dinner last weekend, and like couldn't stop him. Like he's just like pick up one guitar and then like go into the other room.
Stop talking. I had a mandolin at one point.
They just like come to me like Mary Poppins. They just like start like scooting across the floor.
Yes.
Can we address the fact that you look like you're straight out of 1976?
Yeah.
We can.
Yeah. Because, I mean.
What's up with that, dude?
No, I mean, look, I would kill for that hair and that mustache.
Oh,
it
thank
is
you.
So good.
The flavor statement.
It is. It is. It's a soup strainer.
Do I look like anyone in particular?
Yes.
You look like you're a Fleetwood Mac.
You look like you might be a member of Black Sabbath.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's a good one. I get that one a lot.
If that's what you're going for.
Who were we talking about the other day?
Dickie Betts.
Dickie Betts. That's who it is.
Who's that?
Rest his soul.
You posted something about him on your Instagram, didn't you? He passed recently?
Yeah. So. And we look almost identical.
Yeah. It's
I can totally see
which
that.
Is really
yes.
cool.
Yes.
I'm honored.
Share a face.
Well, I applaud you. when,
he dresses when, like this all the time.
When you not, walk this in the room, he's not, yeah, he's not I was
putting
impressed.
This. He's not putting this on. Like this it is, wasn't like let's get dressed for a show.
Yeah,
no, this is.
You would see him at Publix like that.
I was about to say, this is how he goes to the grocery store.
Do you paint houses dressed like this?
I have.
Okay.
That's
I don't know anymore because.
All right, so. We have to address the fact that this is a podcast as well, and there are some people who are just hearing it and they're not seeing it.
Okay.
Yeah. So please, Garrett, describe yourself and what you're wearing.
Let's start from the bottom.
What you describe me. I was,
all right,
okay, maybe Ryland be better at it.
All right, so we got pointy-toed black cowboy boots.
Oh, yeah.
And some sweet, they look like satin pants. Are these pants satin?
They might as well be.
Sun... A golden sun belt buckle that looks like a spinner rim, like you should be able to spin it, but I don't think that it spins. And then this is crushed velvet black shirt adjacent to something
blouse?
Like Prince would wear.
Yes, I'm so glad you said that. My first thought was that is straight out of Prince's closet.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Got you, bro. So then we can't forget about Sweet Stash.
Mm-hmm.
Comb to the bone, bro. Looks good. And this beautiful, luscious locks, curly brown hair.
Is it feathered? Is the hair feathered?
Is it what?
Is it feathered? Did you put any feathered? Product in it this morning?
No,
that's just
this is how he lives.
I woke up.
This is how he lives.
He's got to be a rock star, right?
It's amazing. Yeah.
And again, this is why he's in this band.
Chains around my neck, now I can finally breathe. While y'all sleep, I'll be out here living the dream. Mind if I ain't out the bed like it grow on trees, so it's on me. And I know you with me when you was dissing my mission. Now I'm finally winning, y'all gon' see. What you get from commitment, the sauce that I'm dripping. You slipping in the kitchen while you feet. I'm saucing, I'm dripping, I'm flexing, I'm shining. You can't stop me. All I can do, I'm a lighthouse and on top of a mountain. Ain't you like you? You can't stop me from shining. It's all I can do. I'm a lighthouse and on top of a mountain. Ain't you like you? Ba 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 da, ba da ba da da ba ba ba. The whole scenery. See you planning for that greenery. This ain't no dream to me. Enemy and periphery. While you close on the ground with your energy, girl, stay in my life. When you see, I'm saucing, I'm dripping, I'm flexing, I'm shining. I'm saucing, I'm dripping, I'm flexing, I'm shining. All I can do, I'm a lighthouse.
was out here all alone. I faced the fire on my own. Maybe you'll notice when I'm gone. Oh, yeah. I'm on a mission, I gotta go. This here my time, I gon' take control. I run in days that you never know. Get out my face, need to play a role. This little life ain't a world to me. I got a future, I gotta see. Vision provided for family, ooh yeah. I'm on a mission, I gotta go. This here my time, I gon' take control. I run in things that you never know. Get out my face, need to play a role. This little life ain't a world to me. I got a future, I gotta see. Vision provided for family. Ooh, yeah,
what's the future for Mama Stone?
Wembley.
Yeah.
O2.
Wembley, the arena?
Yeah, man. Madison Square.
Yeah, yeah.
Grammys.
Yeah. I mean,
traveling the world.
I would like to, first, I would like to only do this.
But. Yeah. Baby steps.
Not cook. We kind of, you know, Garrett just joined and we're kind of refocusing. And we have a lot of stuff recorded in studios that we're waiting to put out. I think we're gonna get more of an online presence and get out there again. I mean,
yeah, and do more cool stuff like this. We had our first radio spot the other day.
Oh yeah, back home, 95.7. I met
Jay Matthews.
Okay.
Jay Matthews. 95. And he told him about the band. I mustered up my courage, and then he played one of our songs. We didn't play today, Echo Chambers, and. He's gonna keep working with us, he says. Send him some more stuff, but try to, you know, do more cool things. We've kind of been stagnant for a while. So this is an honor that you.
This is crazy. Thank you, by the way, for.
Well, no, thank you for coming in. I appreciate you driving from Valdosta to Midtown Atlanta.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's a ways, and traffic is terrible.
It wasn't fun.
No, it's not, but I'm glad that you're here. And I'm glad that you brought the energy that you brought to us today. And yeah, I think that you guys, you might be on the cusp of something.
Thanks, hopefully. Dude.
You really could be.
We're speaking it into existence, right?
Exactly. That's what we have to do. We have to speak it into the universe, speak it into existence.
Yeah, man. Couldn't say it better. What you got for the people?
I don't.
Thank you, people. This has been a lot of fun, and I'm really glad I get to play with these guys.
Oh, yeah, man. Are we about to do that right now?
Garrett's so emotional.
Why not?
Let's hold on. I love you guys so much.
It's group hug time, I think.
Yeah. So, where should we eat? What's good to eat around?
Yeah, I guess we should interview you now about.
Is that right?
Atlanta food.
I've got some ideas for you.
I said the varsity. I grew up in Stone Mountain, so mm-hmm. I'm like, and my dad worked at Georgia Power Building, so mm-hmm. I'm like remotely familiar with the area, mm-hmm. but I don't know what's going on.
That's all right. We can talk. Yeah, we can talk.
Yeah, man.
We need some PR training or something.
We need a lot of training, a lot of things.
That's fantastic. Yeah. That was great. Okay. That was awesome. That was so awesome.
Okay.
Thank you
very much.
Glad y'all came in.
Thank you so much, dude.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
It was great. We'll get a photo and everything. Yeah, this
thank
was
you.
Awesome.
Thank
absolutely.
Thanks for listening to the Peace Jam Podcast. You can find the complete musical performances from Mama Stone on the GPB YouTube page. And please take a moment to leave a rating and review. That really does help us out. This is the last episode of the Peach Jam Podcast for this season. If you have any recommendations for next season, send me an email, peachjam@gpb.org. The Peach Jam Podcast is produced, edited, and hosted by me, Jeremy Powell. Sandy Malcolm is our executive producer. Sound engineering and recording was provided by Sounds Good. Mixing and mastering by David Spence and Victoria Evans Cash. Find us on Instagram at Peach Jam Podcast. And look for Peach Jam on TV wherever you watch Georgia Public Broadcasting. In the meantime, please support live local music and independent record stores in your area.